Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, February 2nd, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, Bloomberg has a report with some interesting details about a new addition potentially for the iPhone lineup, a smaller clamshell foldable iPhone. To back up a step, the rumors are that Apple will release its first foldable iPhone later this year. That device, however, will use a classic folding design where you unfold it horizontally into an iPad-style form factor. This report from Bloomberg says that in addition to the iPhone Fold, Apple is also considering an iPhone Flip. This form factor would be square, and then you flip it up into a normal-sized iPhone. Bloomberg says the product is far from guaranteed to reach the market. Still, Apple is betting that its first foldable iPhone will be successful enough to generate real demand for the category and that customers will want additional shapes and sizes, much like they do today with traditional style iPhones. This isn't the first time we've heard about Apple considering a clamshell foldable iPhone. In 2024, The Information reported that Apple had developed a couple of prototypes in the category, but Bloomberg's report this week seems to suggest that it's still a category of interest inside Apple. But again, the first product on Apple's roadmap is a foldable that turns from a normal iPhone shape into an iPad-style design when you unfold it, and it's set to launch in September. Next up today, Apple officially launched CarPlay Ultra last year, but only for Aston Martin vehicles. CarPlay Ultra is the next-generation version of CarPlay that Apple first showcased at WWDC 2022, with a revamped design and deeper integration with the car itself. Now, a new report from Bloomberg reveals that Apple's CarPlay Ultra will come to at least one major new car later this year. Mark Gurman says that he's been told CarPlay Ultra will launch from at least one major model from Hyundai/Kia in the second half of this year. This isn't the first time we've heard that CarPlay Ultra could be destined for a future Hyundai car. The publication Top Gear reported last year that Hyundai's upcoming IONIQ 3 EV will support the platform. The IONIQ 3 EV is expected to make its official debut in April and launch shortly thereafter, aligning with Gurman's reported timeline. What's most interesting here is the price difference between an Aston Martin and the expected price of the Hyundai IONIQ 3. To get an Aston Martin with CarPlay Ultra, you'd have to spend well over six figures. The Hyundai IONIQ 3, however, is expected to start in the low to mid 30,000s. So while still a far cry from CarPlay Ultra coming to some of the cheapest cars on the market, it's at least a far more affordable option than Aston Martin. The Bloomberg report also provides an update on Tesla's plans to support CarPlay. Gurman broke the news in November that Tesla was actively working on CarPlay integration, and this report says that CarPlay is, quote, still in the works at the company, and that we should expect more information on that soon. Tesla isn't planning to support CarPlay Ultra. Instead, it's working to integrate the standard version of the platform. Tesla's user interface will reportedly show CarPlay as a separate window inside the typical Tesla software experience. Essentially, the two interfaces will coexist rather than CarPlay taking over the entire screen. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean, powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or using the camera, and it turns what you're thinking into actionable tasks right away. Lists and Stuff are built like completable projects, so that trip you want to plan or the business you want to start can actually start to take form step by step. Download Stuff today for free at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. And to enjoy everything Stuff has to offer, get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff with code 9to5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do lists again. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Rounding out today, Apple has updated its website with changes to the checkout flow when buying a new Mac. Previously, the Apple Online Store would show you a range of pre-configured options with specific processors, RAM, and storage configurations before letting you dive into the granular configurator. With a revamp this week, however, that process has been overhauled. It applies to the checkout experience for all of Apple's Mac models, desktop and laptop alike. So as an example, the MacBook Pro. Previously, when you clicked the Buy button, Apple's online store would first take you to a landing page. On this landing page, you'd see a range of pre-built options with different amounts of RAM, storage, and processor configurations. On that page, you'd choose the starting configuration by clicking Select and could then fine-tune your machine to your exact preference or proceed with the default. Starting this week, however, that first step has been removed. Now, when you click the Buy button on the MacBook Pro page, you're taken directly to the configurator. Apple has ditched the landing page strategy altogether. Essentially, every Mac is now built from scratch. So right when you click that Buy button, you'll head to the configurator, where you choose your screen size and color, if you're buying a laptop, then specific features like chip, unified memory, and storage capacity. There are still a couple of pre-built default options, but it's easier to edit those directly in the configurator flow. However, they are no longer compared side by side on the landing page, like has been the case for years. The new Mac checkout flow is similar to the iPad and iPhone, so it makes sense that Apple has made this change to truly unify the experience. And if you're the type to speculate, this could be an indication of new MacBook Pros coming soon. We're still waiting on Apple to release the M5 Pro and M5 Max MacBook Pro variants. Perhaps this change to the Apple Store website is Apple laying the groundwork for that launch. And over the weekend, Mark Gurman reported that those new laptops will launch as part of the macOS 26.3 release cycle, which is currently in beta testing. You can hit the link in the show notes for a closer look at the new configurator and to try it out for yourself. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.